Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
Let's take a listen to this. This is some testimony about the James and Elena story, which many of us have heard a few times over, and it's disturbing and hilarious at the same time. But this is some of that story that Chad had written for them and had been texting to her over the course of a couple of days. Let's take a look.
The intensity of each encounter in my mind, one greater than the last. Oh my, fire emoji, especially this last one. I've never loved you more, heart. It just keeps growing. Kiss emoji. The fire is definitely burning. The memories. Heart, heart, heart. I miss you way too much. You have to stop or I might explode. From Chad to Lori.
Can you read it into the record?
Elena's magic hand has gripped the storm and they stare into each other's eyes, barely able to breathe as intense waves wash over them.
And through the investigation, did you learn what storm was a name for?
It appeared to be a name for Chad's penis.
So this is that story that he texted her. I mean, is this grooming at its finest where it's, let me kind of theoretically give you this parallel story of ours and it's so romantic. Most people will go, why would you fall for that? Why would you think that this is like romantic or wonderful? This is getting really weird. But does it really speak to a need that Lori had for that attention and that acceptance that really allowed her to eat this stuff up?
Yeah, I mean, it could also be viewed as kind of love bombing, right? So sure. That he's submitting all of this like intense content over to her, and since she's already vulnerable, she has for her own self, she has no real choice but to kind of accept it. She likes the attention. Right. She likes the innuendo that's underneath it. Chad likes sending it. He likes having the power and control over knowing that he's writing this innuendo and it's being approved and looked at as something that's appropriate. But again, it's easy to say, well, you know, as an outsider, you know, how can you fall for this nonsense? But plenty of us have believed in all kinds of nonsense mm-hmm. that was kind of similar. But it didn't go to the extent, but all of us have fallen victim to this kind of stuff. And so what choice did Lori really have? She was already vulnerable. She took it too far, and Chad was willing to exploit that vulnerability.
Yeah. very much so. I know you can't like diagnose Chad from afar, but if you were to look at him and try, because we have all tried to do that with Lori, now that we know more about Chad and his dynamics, what would you say is wrong with Chad? What is going on here in his mind? Everybody wants a label on something, but if you were to have to do that and say, this is what I think is underlying going on with this man, what would you say?
Usually for someone like this, we tend to see narcissism and antisociality being pretty common. Are those really diagnoses that Chad is experiencing? Probably not. I don't know that there's enough there to support it. But when it comes to believing in his own deceptions, right? At this point now, he has to believe in the lies he's telling.
Sure.
And he has to be willing to accept that other people are incorrect, even though they're coming at him with evidence of his inappropriateness. That takes a level of narcissism that I think is pretty common for someone like this.
Yeah. It's fascinating. It just gets a little more wacky by the day. I'm wondering what else we're going to find out about Chad Daybell, but it's not looking very good for his future.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.